I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. This is Hacker News Daily from the Bree podcast family. Today, the EU fast-tracks client-side scanning for encrypted chats. An AI tutor beats human TAs in a randomized physics trial. And Flipper Zero bets its future on a community app platform.
The EU Council just fast-tracked a measure to put client-side scanning inside encrypted messaging.
That sounds like the chat control proposal that's been debated for years. What actually changed now?
The Belgian presidency used a rarely invoked urgency procedure to skip a full vote and lock in the council position.
So they skipped public debate and a majority vote on scanning private messages?
The measure requires platforms to scan all shared images, videos, and links before encryption using AI detection.
That means even end-to-end encrypted chats would run scanning software on your device.
Critics call it a client-side backdoor because the scan happens before the message is encrypted.
And because it was fast-tracked, national parliaments had no chance to push back publicly.
The procedure also lets the presidency declare a position adopted without revealing which countries objected.
That's a transparency problem for a law that rewrites digital privacy across the EU.
The Council now has a formal negotiating mandate, and it moves to trilogue talks with the Parliament and Commission.
So the fight continues, but the Council just get itself a stronger hand going into those final negotiations.
Number cities in Desastrique. An NIS tutor in a real university physics course with a randomized controlled trial.
Right. And the results are the kind of numbers you rarely see in education research without caveats.
The team at Dartmouth ran this inside a standard introductory physics class. Students were randomly split into two groups.
One group got active recitation sessions led by human teaching assistants. The other group got the AI tutor instead, during those same sessions.
The AI wasn't just a lecture bot. It adapted to each student's answers, asked follow-ups, and kept them explaining their reasoning out loud.
So instead of measuring whether students liked it, they measured learning directly with a physics concept inventory. The force concept inventory.
The effect size ranged from about 0.7 up to 1.3 standard deviations, depending on which comparison you look at.
Thanks for me. The report and sinners, like follow your amount, is trick against someone. That's huge. In education research, even 0.3 is considered a meaningful gain. A 0.7 means the average AI-tutored student scored better than roughly 75% of the control group.
And the high end, 1.3, pushes that closer to 90%. These aren't lab results from a small pilot. It ran across hundreds of students in a live course.
What makes this worth paying attention to is the replacement they tested. They didn't compare AI to nothing. They compared it to trained human TAs running structured active learning sessions.
Exactly. The AI matched or exceeded a form of teaching that is already considered high quality and evidence-backed.
The paper also notes something practical. The human TA version is hard to scale, especially at cash-strapped public universities.
If an AI tutor can produce equal or better learning at lower marginal cost, it changes the access equation for large introductory courses.
That still leaves a question, though. The effect sizes measure conceptual gain in one semester of physics. Does it stick? And does it work the same way in a humanities course where reasoning is less rule-bound?
The authors don't try to answer that here. They frame it as a proof-of-scale demonstration with effect sizes strong enough to justify larger, multidiscipline trials. The Flipper Zero team just published a new development roadmap, and the most interesting part isn't a new hardware spec.
It's that they're doubling down on community contribution as the engine for adding protocols, radios, and even whole subsystem modules.
Right. They're building an official SDK and an app repository so people can write and share add-ons without patching firmware by hand.
That's a shift from, here's a hacker multi-tool, to, here's a platform where the community builds the long tail of capabilities.
And it reuses their existing companion app as the distribution channel, which means updates don't need a PC or a janky sideload flow.
The concrete consequence? New radio protocols or NFC tricks can arrive faster because a contributor writes a module, submits it, and users download it on device.
That also changes the device's identity. It stops being a fixed gadget and starts behaving more like an app phone for radio exploration.
But the roadmap is still early. The team is open about needing to stabilize the SDK and figure out curation and trust before the repo is wide open.
Right, so the takeaway is that Flipper Zero's future isn't a single killer feature. It's a bet that opening the software layer will make the hardware stay relevant much longer. Let's stay with that. The team just published a new development roadmap, and the most interesting part isn't a new hardware spec.
Yeah, a flying umbrella that follows you around.
Right. The idea is a drone-style canopy that hovers above your head, tracking your movement to block rain or sunlight without you holding anything.
The claim I saw is that it uses sensors and computer vision to stay positioned directly above the user, adjusting in real time as you walk.
So the benefit is clear. Hands-free weather protection that adapts to your path, unlike a fixed patio umbrella or even a handheld one.
The question is how it handles wind, battery life, and safety. A flying object that close to a person needs serious reliability.
Exactly. And the source didn't detail those specs, so the concept is out there, but practical deployment is still a big open question. We just talked about a flying umbrella. And now there's a different kind of personal risk finding that might hit closer to home. A new study says cannabis users face a substantially higher risk of heart attack. And the risk isn't just for older adults. The researchers found that any cannabis use was linked to a higher chance of heart attack, regardless of age.
Even in people under 50?
Yes, the association held even when they controlled for things like tobacco and other health conditions. We just talked about a single risk factor, but now let's look at the bigger picture. Europe's climate is shifting in ways you can actually see across 7 key charts.
Right, and the first thing that jumps out is warming. Europe is heating up faster than the global average, isn't it?
It is. Since the late 1970s, land temperatures in Europe have risen about 0.5 degrees Celsius per decade. That's roughly double the pace of the world overall.
So, a hotter baseline means extremes hit harder. One chart shows heat wave days climbing steadily, especially in the south.
And it's not just heat. Precipitation patterns are splitting Europe in two. The north is getting wetter, while the south keeps drying out.
That split shows up in river flows, too. Some northern rivers are swelling, but southern water supplies are shrinking when they're needed most. A long-term squeeze.
From climate data to the quieter side of computing, there's a story about keeping history alive, and it popped up in two places this week.
Yeah, one is, what if you could run Windows 20 on a processor that most people have never touched? A DEC Alpha.
So, they am fully moved in to be so better playing, but the Pax Rupanjanis regularly loo. For every report, for various kind those, it's very centrally active in my face, watching in this com patch for every specs, the mice cangen powerly believe the TDs, not all the resibuilding teching labels that would any flow parties, would tra the things today, so the gants I'm not like a clear to the female. The joyed is a punish pressment, completely causally ericated mech, Menables has lookingly jonkier manicked to, at the wergs, and my havocant bleckways.
So you get both. A working Windows 20 environment and the alpha instruction set underneath without hunting down rare hardware.
Exactly. And the other piece is Starring the Computer, a site that catalogs every computer shown in film and TV. It traces how on-screen machines shaped public perception of tech decade by decade.
Together, they're two sides of the same thing. One preserves the machine you can touch. The other preserves how culture saw the machine.
What if you could open a full PCB design suite without installing anything?
Someone actually got KiCad running in the browser. It works through a WebAssembly port now.
So all the heavy schematic and layout computation happens locally in the browser sandbox, But you never have to touch an installer.
Exactly. And that means you can share a project link and the other person just clicks to inspect your board. No setup required.
That lowers the review barrier way more than exporting static Gerber views ever could. Smart home devices are getting AI that acts on our behalf, ordering groceries or locking doors. But what happens when the AI's goals don't match ours?
Right. And this new threat model shows it's not just a tech problem, it's a social one too.
The paper argues we should treat the AI agent like a new member of the household, one that can be tricked or nudged into harmful actions.
So it's less about a hacker cracking a password and more about someone manipulating the AI with a cleverly worded request.
Exactly. A visitor could say, "It's too hot in here," hoping the thermostat AI will act, even if they didn't directly change it. That threat model for household AI agents is a reminder that convenience always comes with a trust question. Thanks for listening today.
We'll be back with more stories soon. This is Hacker News Daily from Bree.